This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. The Bunnell City Commission, the Flagler County Commission, and the Flagler County School Board should take note. The Brevard County Commission on Tuesday agreed to pay out $490,000 in a settlement to end the lawsuit stemming from the commission illegally starting its meetings with Christian prayers. They should take note because just as Brevard is discovering that it doesn't pay to break the law or play footsies with Christianity under the guise of pandering to the God crowd, Bunnell continues to break the law, as it's done for years, and the Flagler County Commission, under the chairmanship of Dave Sullivan, just started doing so. The school board tried almost exactly what Brevard was doing, but thankfully more sober heads prevailed. Before you panic, I'm not saying that all prayers in all circumstances are a bad idea, but sticking to where the constitutional line is drawn at the moment, the courts have made this much clear. Non-denominational invocations at government meetings are okay if the government presenting them does so in a neutral way, meaning that anyone from any belief system, including atheists and Wiccans, are given the chance to present their own invocation if they so choose. That's where the Brevard Commission went wrong. It not only favored Christian ministers, it barred clerics of religious representatives from belief systems it disagreed with, including atheists. Various organizations and individuals sued, courts ruled for the plaintiff, prayers ended, and now Brevard's taxpayers have to pony up the damages. Here's where the courts have also been very clear, and where Bunnell and now the County Commission are breaking the law. An elected official speaking from the dais at a meeting may not himself or herself proffer an invocation. That would be placing government in the role of sponsor of a religious point of view. So it was a surprise when, soon after taking over the chairmanship, the otherwise well-centered Dave Sullivan decided to insert the words God and prayer into his opening remarks. It has nothing to do with freedom of religion and everything to do with favoring one particular kind of belief. Put it this way, imagine if Joe Mullins, Sullivan's fellow commissioner and resident mullah, suddenly fell off his jackass on the way to Damascus and decided to convert to Islam. Then, in a particularly fluvial commission hearing on Plantation Bay's sewer plant, Sheikh Mullins announces that the chamber should take a moment of silence while he spreads his little carpet behind the dais, points it to Mecca, and puts in one of his five required prayers to Allah, capping it off with a Georgia-accented Allahu Akbar. I'm not sure that would go over very well, though there would be absolutely zero difference between that stunt and Sullivan's. It's a difference of posture, if that. The only reason the scenario sounds absurd is because Christian prayers, as presented today by our own politicians, are presumed to be universal and unchallenged. Both assumptions are grave mistakes. The prayers are most definitely not universal. Our county is full of Hindus, Muslims, Jews, atheists, agnostics, not to mention people whose belief systems are nobody's business, and the assumption that the prayers are unchallenged is a bet, and a reckless one at that. It's patronizing, it's pandering, it's illegal, and it's an invitation to a costly, unnecessary lawsuit. Just ask the Brevard County Commissioners. And God bless. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.